Yeah. Keep smiling, keep shining, knowing you can always count.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh yeah.
My name is David Love Jones. Welcome back to African Rhythms. Mike was holding the ship last week, and thanks to him.
Thank you.
Great. All right. Well, we started off this time with a New York kind of theme. Later on, I've got a new hip-hop original beat megamix once again.
Can't get no more New York than that.
Yeah, that certainly is New York style. All right. Well, Donny Hathaway, beautiful record. Everything is everything should be in everybody's collection.
Well, Donny Hathaway is in New York proper as far as being played on the radio, and this is something that we will probably will be a recurring theme throughout the night, because we're going to find out, or I hope that the listening audience finds out, that New York music was a lot different than, say, music coming out of Motown or Philly, because it didn't identify with the city as much
this
as
is
so
the
many
place
other cities.
You grew up in?
This is where I grew up, so I speak from some amount of experience regarding this, yes, indeed. But yeah, it's the simple fact that it's a different type of experience than like the Motown or the Philly or the Memphis type deal.
Hmm. All right. Well, Donny Hathaway, now here is somebody well praised by Ray Charles and Aretha, but even so, unfortunately, the world was not listening to the ghetto and such.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately. Although, on an underground level, in the sweatier dance clubs, I think it was a classic.
Definitely an anthem, and I guess we're wrong in saying that the world wasn't listening. The right people
That's, I guess, what I was getting at.
I guess that's really the way to go about it. The right people really weren't giving the proper attention to this that should have been given, and unfortunately the brother's talent was cut short, but legacy.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah, what a legacy.
Definite legacy.
But an age-old problem, as is with the next group we're going to listen to. Mike's brought some special New York moments here tonight. Here is somebody, I must say, I've never seen an album by these guys, the Whatnots.
Right. Well, yeah. This, again, was part of Sylvia's universe, her Stang, all platinum universe, and they very much were a sound alike, like Ray Goodman and Brown, like the Moments.
Hmm.
But it was a five-man group, and like the Moments, you had like three tenors intermingled, switching on the leads. So they suffered kind of much for the association that one sounded like the other. Unfortunately, the Whatnots never got off the ground and really made it major inroads and had a big crossover hit like the Moments did with Love on a Two-Way Street and stuff. So they were very popular amongst the soul circuits and stuff, and they didn't get far beyond that, but they did have some excellent music, and this is an example of one of the songs here, as we hear Just Can't Lose Your Love.
You're listening to African Rhythms.
That often, I want you to take a minute and listen to what I have to say. Remember the quarrel we had and I told you to get out and find someone else, which you did. And when I saw you both together, I would smile and give you a convincing hello. And remember once you told me that I had no feelings at all? Well, please, baby, please listen to what I have to say. So you gave me my heart, man, strong. I know you do, baby. And when you're near me, there's no reaction. Well, you're wrong. Lord knows you're wrong.
Linda Jones tears up the classic, the local hit track from the Moments, Not on the Outside.
Yes, she does. Those that are really into these groups, the soul, sexy soul groups, actually might notice that that arrangement of Not on the Outside is scaled down a little bit because, as we heard before in that Linda Jones Moments duo that you had, they had to scale it down for her voice because she sings lower than all three tenors in the Moments. And the first... The first song, Just Can't Lose Your Love, by the Whatnots, Billy Herndon, the Whatnots' lead singer. You can also hear there how the arrangement, if you just plug Harry Ray's voice in there, would be just as similar, and it would have the Moments written all over it. So I know the Stang label, and we trashed them a little bit sometimes in a nice way for not having the best of studios. But
yeah,
we got to give Sylvia Robinson a lot of credit
for what for she did with what she had.
For assembling the amount of talent that she did and being able to build what she could with it.
The quality is not fantastic, but that original pressing we just heard there, the quality is not really that bad. It's probably the best way to hear it anyway. You know, I don't think the master tapes have aged very well, unfortunately.
No, I would imagine not. But she has allowed all her artists in her stable to do the songs the best way they knew how.
Yeah.
And most times that was just like, turn it loose, let them go and go for it.
Yeah, well, with a talent like Linda Jones, finely tuned instruments, certainly not indifferent to Billie Holiday herself.
Well, from the genre music, that's not a bad comparison at all, because Linda Jones in many, many ways did, in the short time she was here, have a lot of these so-called people, professionals in the business, shaking their heads. She was definitely a one-of-a-kind singer.
Yeah, as with Billie Holiday, I mean, later on in Billie's career, at the time, some of her stuff was criticized, but in time, looking back on it, the tortured, anguished cries are some of the finest ever laid down, really.
Well, you know? In regard to all these people who have been looking for these lost soul icons and stuff, I can honestly say this is one person who I'm definitely glad was found, because she truly is a genuine star. Maybe she's not getting her props right now, well, while she was here, but she's surely getting them now because people have recognized her talent.
Yeah, Linda Jones, a New York original. All right, well, let's carry on with our New York focus part of the show here on African Rhythms. Some friends of Mike, Black Ivory.
Yes, indeed. Stu Bascom and Leroy of the Alims, actually, later of the Alims, on lead here.
Get Loose, Fame, and all of that.
Yes, indeed. This is all typical New York, 15, 16 years old. I broke up with my girlfriend. Now play this song so we can make up again type music.
Who's that lady? that real, real, real fine lady,
the beautiful lady.
I wish somebody would introduce her to me. I didn't get a chance.
I didn't get a chance
to ask her to dance.
To ask her to dance.
It was love at first sight.
Love at first sight.
I just saw her tonight.
Just saw her tonight.
And I wish somebody would introduce her to me. I like the way she danced in the dark and disappeared in the night. And oh, she stole my heart. It was love at first sight. Who's that lady?
Who's that lady?
That beautiful lady.
The beautiful lady.
Who's that lady?
Who's that lady?
I gotta meet that lady.
Who's that
lady? And I wish somebody would introduce her to me.
Isleys then and the Isleys now.
New York City on the spotlight, the Isley Brothers.
I'm not afraid to die.
101.9 FM on your dial, CITR. And that's some classic soul right there from New York City. New York City on the spotlight, the Isley Brothers.
Isley Brothers, a little back-to-back action for you all. The Isleys then and the Isleys as close to now as you can get. The original version of Who's That Lady? And as you can tell from that little groove that was happening there, has a definite Latin feel to it. And that was very much part of what the New York scene was about because of the large Hispanic, in particular Puerto Rican, influx in the city at that time in the 50s. Salsa music, even before it was called salsa, before it had a label, it was just called Latin. And you had a lot of that happening on the radio. There was a strong infusion of rock and roll, but there was also strong Latin infusion as well. The Soul Station, David, we're talking earlier stuff like early Willie Bobo, early Mongo, stuff like that. There was a famous DJ named Symphony Sid, who eventually was syndicated.
Right.
And the local Spanish station, WADO, played a lot of Latin ballads and dance tunes and stuff. And this was right in tune with some of the local DJs. Another one you might have heard of, Jaco, who was also doing things in the 50s. So black and Spanish kids were listening to this all along. So the music was crossing lines. So they had to cross the grooves in addition to that to make sure that they had both markets.
Interesting. All right, well, let's get into some New York group soul. Now, the Escorts, this is going back a ways.
This is going back further than you want to believe. These gentlemen are currently, well, some of them are currently residents of Rahway State Prison. That's why they call the Escorts. They're seven brothers. They're doing time, or did time, for various crimes.
Wow.
And at a talent show, they started singing. And their ability to sing caught the interest of George Kerr. Connected again with all
Linda
Platinum
Jones.
And Linda, Sylvia. So it runs back to that Jersey thing again. So at the behest of Sylvia, George Kerr went back to the prison, got the permission from the prison officials to record them right in the prison. And the seven of them did this first effort that we're about to hear here. And although there's not a lot of original material on it, this breaks down into classic doo-wop. And even though the song you're about to hear is something that we play a lot, we've got a lot of versions of this song, Ooh Baby Baby, the Escorts translation of this song, I think you're all going to like very, very much. It's very unique. Well, what can I say? When you're in jail and you can't get out, you're definitely going to have the blues. So you're going to have some inspiration to sing. And
I'm into that.
Yes, these brothers do a decent job of it, I tell you.
What brought me in here was the environment, right? Was the environment that I was in, right? I figure this way. I don't really blame, you know, society, right, in a whole for me being here. And what they do, you know, we do whatever we do to survive, right? I chose armed robbery. I'm fortunate that I have a talent, and hey, you gave me a chance to, you know, try to get over with it, and I want this to be what I want to do now. You know, I'm same, still the same person. I'm still a poor man. You know, I come from the grassroots, and I'm not going to never forget where I come from. But like, I think now that I have a new direction to move in, that I'm going to stay with this. This is this same.
anyone but you. Shabam-chabam. Dibam-chabam. 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 Are the stars out tonight? Dibam-chabam. I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only have eyes for you. Dibam-chabam. The moon may dibam-chabam be but I can't see a thing in the sky. I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're in a maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for
from the root to the fruit, what it is, what it was, what it shall be. This is CITR 101.9 FM.
It brings a tear into my eyes when I begin to realize I cried so much since you've been gone. I guess I'll cry. My pouring tears are running wild. If you don't think you'll be home soon, I guess I'll drown. Pour. I'm so blue.
The collection of Mr. Mike Ingram.
Yeah, this was Joe Batten. The song was called My Cloud, and this was kind of a favorable response to what we heard earlier with the Isley Brothers. You heard the Isley Brothers' original Who's That Lady, the Latin feel there, and this was a typical Latin ballad singer.
I like it.
Coming across and repaying the compliment with his own soulful version of another Latin tune. So
yeah.
it was interesting because you had both cultures, the Latin and the African-American culture, borrowing from each other, unbeknownst to each other. But when the groove came down and the music was finished, you know, both parties liked it.
We don't care if the way
because, like I said, both Latin kids and black kids were buying this stuff.
The Latin thing that was happening in New York was very much a New York thing.
It was specifically a New York thing. Unlike a lot of the other big cities, like I said, New York had a large Latino population. And because of that, there were already established cultural icons there, like a newspapers actually, and their own radio station where they were playing strictly Latin music and things of that nature. And this was an example of the cultures crossing over to each other, because everybody related to music and everybody related to dancing. And back then, in the late 50s, early 60s, being able to Latin, as they say, or really dance salsa, was very important from a social standpoint. And so it was a good way for the two cultures to intermingle on a day-to-day basis and borrow from each other.
Well, certainly some great music came out of it, no question. And before that, a couple of Atlantic classics. Brother Ray of Atlantic New York.
Well, for a label like Atlantic to have as much as an influence as it did on music per se, unfortunately, it did not help New York City to develop a sound, like a Motown sound, because New York DJs weren't necessarily given an order, either through sales or otherwise, to play New York acts because of that. But somebody like Ray Charles, you wouldn't hear Ray Charles on the top 40 station. He would be played on the soul station, and unless the song was a huge thing, like Georgia On My Mind or something like that, you wouldn't know Ray Charles lived or existed or even worked for a label that was based in New York City.
Yeah, I'm just reading here. There's an interesting connection here with this next artist that we're going to play, and that is Voices of East Harlem. And I take it these guys are from New York City.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, and here's a connection with a record they did on the Just Sunshine label. And this was produced by folks from Chicago, the Windy City, Leroy Hudson, Curtis Mayfield. So there's an interesting melange, this record, of the New York and Chicago sounds.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what kind of influence Hudson has in the production of this song, seeing how we know this is very early.
With a New York kind of theme. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. La, 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 la. La, la, la.
I feel the moment.
leaning towards a rock mixed in with a funk.
Like an actor in a play, embezzlement and murder of his crown.
New York City, 1971. Voices of East Harlem, produced by Chicago legends Leroy Hudson, Curtis Mayfield. Nice track, Mike.
Yeah, and a good illustration of how the music evolved in New York as we go up from the doo-wop era of the 50s with the Latin influences. Now we've come into the early 70s, more of a rock influence.
Mm-hmm, especially with that Roy Ayers track.
Especially with the Roy Ayers cut. I mean, Roy Ayers wasn't even spending a lot of that Mystic Voyage album where we heard that Disco King cut from. You didn't hear a lot of Roy's vibes back then either. Everything was leaning towards a rock mixed in with a funk circuit, like a Sly and the Family Stone type.
Trying to mix up styles,
combination
basically.
Of grooves and stuff.
Doing a lot of exploring, and certainly Mystic Voyage was a successful exploration. Mm-hmm. Life is Just a Moment, one of his greatest cuts ever.
Yep.
On that one, parts one and two, as well as Mystic Voyage, the track itself. Rather a trippy vibe exploration.
Very much so, but the 70s in New York, there was a lot of live music going on, and I think, and speaking to Isaac Hayes a couple of weeks ago, he was grateful that that sort of thing seemed to be coming back around. He was worried about the amount of sampling, and he said now, being in New York, because Isaac Hayes is a morning DJ on KISS FM 98.7, that's WRKS back in New York City, and he talks about the fact that he's glad now that there's more live music. So I think this is more a part of what we're going to see in the coming years in not just New York, but everywhere. That there are
going back to real songs.
Going back to real sounds and real musicians playing real music. So
real songs, real musicians, can't beat it.
Good signs. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and one of the finest real songs and real grooves back in around 71, which that last track was from. Certainly the ghetto was an earth-shaking moment.
Yes.
On the dance floors, as well as for an artist of Donnie's stature to come along, it's a rare event.
Well, if you ever get one signature tune in your life, you've done a man's work, sir. But when you have something like this, a groove that is so earth-shakingly temperate in its approach, you don't really feel what's happening until you're 2 or 3 minutes into it, and then you're lost. And that's, I think, what qualifies a good dance anthem, where it just kind of like either grabs you right away or you're there and all of a sudden you've been swept up in it. And that's what this song, particular song, does to me. It's a dance classic, and well, need I say any more? This is Donny Hathaway's major work, The Ghetto.
Yes, this is the ghetto. Showing up now. Thank you.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
People!
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance. Get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen, and then get right.
The world today is in a very difficult situation. We all know it. Because we're the ones who created it. We're going to have to be the ones to clean it up. We're going to have to learn to live together. And love each other. Because I believe one day, someone or something is going to want to judge who's creating all this corruption and death and pollution and all these difficult situations on earth. And he's going to want to know who's going to take the weight.
this was the real Cool in the Gang. We've stated this in past shows, but this was definitely the Cool in the Gang that a lot of people weren't privy to prior to the more pop-oriented stuff like Celebration and Ladies Night. New York City, but when we say New York City now, I have to also preface that we're talking as well about New Jersey and some parts, what would be called the metropolitan area. So that's New York and then a little bit of New Jersey we're talking about. A lot of the New
close,
Jersey...
Close by.
Very close by. We're talking walking distance. You got a lot of New Jersey groups that were born there, played in a lot of the local clubs there, and then got their start, so to speak, through one of the either the small independent labels in New Jersey or across the bridge in New York City. But it didn't go far from that immediate area.
All right, well, let's get back to that. This is New Jersey Soul, All Platinum, Turbo, Vibration, Sugar Hill. They're all interrelated with a certain Sylvia Robinson.
Yes, indeed.
A record that I've certainly never seen. And that's the OJs meet the...
The Moments.
The Moments.
This is a very, very rare album. If anybody has this album in any kind of shape, hang on to it because it's going to be worth a couple of bucks.
Brother, but in closing, I'd just like to say, as we've said the last couple of shows, if you want to know where the soul trees grow, the roots of all that encompasses it can be found right here on African Rhythms.
Sweet. And I'm David Jones. Thank you, Mike. I wish you all out there peace and love.